Staying in Contact. I'm London Mitchell. These weekly visits, I hope, help us to better understand major issues facing our community, as well as our history and our culture. Personally, I cannot think of a more important topic to discuss than the safety of our children. And that is our focus today as we recognize April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. Frankly, it might boggle your mind, it does mine, that in this day and age, we must have an awareness campaign to call attention to child abuse and neglect. But we must. In Lucas County last year, there were more than 1,400 children confirmed to have been victims of child abuse or neglect. My guest is Shelby Cully from the Lucas County Children's Services Board, who tells us there is a role we all can play in reducing child abuse and neglect.
The most important role our community can play is that when they see something, they report something. And that takes the community aback sometimes. They don't want to tell on their neighbor. They don't want to be the person that results in a child being removed from their home. However, what the community may not know is of the 1,400 children where abuse or neglect was found, we were able to keep a majority of those children in their family systems. Some of them were able to stay in their family homes. However, they were given the skills, the services, and the resources needed so that further abuse or neglect does not occur. So that's the first thing the community can do, is to assist in reporting what they suspect to be child abuse or neglect so that the agency can respond to that.
Let me interrupt you if you don't mind. I think there are a lot of people that would like to report, but they feel nervous. They don't necessarily want to have their name associated with a report, or they're fearing retribution.
Absolutely. And that's why Ohio, like most states, requires that the name of the reporter be kept absolutely confidential. So the agency is not allowed to tell a parent, a service provider, or anyone, the court, anyone who reported that that information to the agency. So it's absolutely confidential. And if they still feel uncomfortable, they can make an anonymous report. They do not have to give their name as a reporter. So they can just call in and give the information, and the agency will still take that information and work to keep those children safe.
And you mentioned a second way for us to get involved.
So another very impactful way, and something that is very desperately needed at this time, is foster homes. Foster homes and foster parents. So when the agency does find that child abuse or neglect is occurring and that child can't safely remain in the family home or can't safely remain in the family system, it is our heartfelt community that steps up, a community of strangers to the children that step up and they take on that role as that child's trusted adults, trusted family, loving family, in order to provide the child not just with a roof over their head, but the love and care that that child needs in what is likely the worst time in that child's life. So we have been fortunate at Lucas County to have a number of great foster parents who have served for years. We just celebrated the retirement of one of our foster parents after, I believe it was 33 years of service, hundreds of children served in her loving home. But that's a trend right now. Our foster parents who have been with us for 20 and 30 years, it's time for them to retire and take care of themselves at this point in time. And so we do need others to step up and fulfill those roles. Also, due to the opiate epidemic, a lot of our children could not be reunified with their families. The opiate addiction is severe at times and is very hard to overcome. And because of that, a lot of our kids needed to be adopted. And so our foster parents fulfilled that role and adopted those children. But then that means their homes are now full and they can't serve as foster parents any longer. So we desperately need families. Anyone 21 and over can become a foster parent. And we actually have foster parent training beginning soon at the end of April. And we have easy ways that they can get that information if that is on their heart to serve the children of Lucas County in that manner.
Let's stay with the topic of foster parents for a moment. You say anyone over the age of 21?
So
Do you have to be married? Do you have to have own your own home,
you
a
do not
certain
have to be
income?
married. You do not have to own your own home. There is some criteria. It can't be anyone. There are criminal record checks that we would do. There's other checks that we need to do into their behavior and past, things that they can't have done in the past in order to care for children now. But so long as they are 21 and over, do not have any what we call restrictive behavior in that past, they can become a foster parent regardless if they're married, regardless if they own their own home. They do have to have their own income source available to them that they can provide for their basic needs, so that way they can provide for the child's basic needs. But essentially, if they have a large heart and a room in their home, they can become a foster parent.
Still, I have a large heart. I have a room in my home, but the thought of being a foster parent kind of scares me a bit. Well, so you must offer some training or some ongoing support.
Absolutely. The foster parents do get training here at Lucas County Children's Services. Some of that training is also available online, so it's a little less onerous than what it used to be. We are starting our next training session April 27th for 3 straight Saturdays, and then some classes are online so that it's not. I think it used to be 6 straight Saturdays. So we have reduced that number. But also, throughout the time as a foster parent, you are given support through your own assigned foster care worker. So it's a trained social worker who is assigned to you to assist if there are any needs that come up in your home that you're not familiar with how to deal with. But the training is ongoing too. It's not just that training and then you're done. You get continuous training every year that you get to have, and you can pick from those trainings what best serves your family. Do you need more training on hygiene? Do you need more training on discipline? Do you need more training on medical needs? Whatever it is that you need and you find yourself providing for your foster kids, we're going to provide that training to you.
You talk about training. Let's go back to a comment you made earlier in our discussion, Shelby, about not wanting to remove a child from the overall family setting. I think there is this mythology out there that, uh-oh, here comes Child Protective Services, here comes Children's Services, they're going to take my child away.
There is that myth out there that Children's Services' main role is to remove children. We touched over 12,000 children last year, 1 in 8 children in Lucas County. And the removal from homes was only just over 500 children in 2023. So out of the 12,000 children, we were able to keep most children in their own homes, in their own family systems. And we do that by first providing services to those parents in their own home. Is the issue something that we can address with services, resources in the community first and foremost before removing the child? if we can't keep the child safely in their own home, we still ask the parent, is there a trusted relative or family friend that's close with the child that can meet those needs, even without going to court? Would they voluntarily do that of their own free will? And are you willing to let them help you during your time of need? And a lot of times families, the parents understand that, hey, I'm having difficulty and I need help. And they will bond together and come together to meet the child's needs while the parents are remedying their concerns. And it's only after we have worked those two angles, or if the concern is so severe that we need immediate attention, that we will reach out and we will remove the child from the home. And many of those times, even when we do that with the court's blessing, that there is still a family member who can step up and help with that child during that time. I believe of the children that were removed, we were able to keep 45% of those children in their family home, in their family system. So we still have 55% that we need those foster parents to step up and assist with.
One final thought, Shelby. You mentioned families in crisis. I would assume most families, when they get to that point, they understand. There's no shame in reaching out for help.
Absolutely. We work a lot with families who are struggling with substance abuse. We know that the opiate epidemic has hit families of all socioeconomic status, of all ranges, types, and there's no one safe from that opiate epidemic. We all know a family or a friend who has suffered with this. So that is a community that we work with diligently in many different capacities. And so no one should feel shamed to reach out and ask for help in those situations. We also, our second most touched concern is domestic violence. Domestic violence is impacting a large number of families in Lucas County. A lot of times people are struggling with, how do I cope with the stressors of life? How do I handle my financial insecurities? How do I handle this unknown way of parenting in this new day and age with social media and other things? And they get frustrated and they don't have the coping mechanisms they need to handle that productively or in a healthy manner. And because of maybe what they saw when they were a kid, they result in physical violence to their partner or other mechanisms of control over their partner. And that then affects the children as well. If someone is the victim of domestic violence, there are many services that out there that can help them that Lucas County Children's Services partners with. There are safe ways to address domestic violence. And sometimes you cannot do that on your own. So we do have parents who will reach out to us for those supports as well. So we have what are called FINS cases, family in need of services. And sometimes that's the parent calling us and saying, we need help and we don't know what to do. And we will support them through that. The third main cause of concern is untreated mental health. We know that mental health is a crisis across the nation and in Lucas County. And there's a stigma attached to having a mental health diagnosis. However, we know that with help, with counseling, sometimes with medication, that people live very healthy, productive lives, even with a mental health diagnosis. And that people with mental health diagnosis are great parents. And sometimes they just need that added support to know it's okay to reach out. It's okay to get services and help. And we want to be that that county agency that helps you get to that point where you can be a healthy parent for your child.
Shelby Cully is the legal counsel for Lucas County Children's Services. A reminder that April 10th is Wear Blue Day to raise awareness that child abuse continues to impact the youth of our community. That's our program for this week. I'm London Mitchell, inviting you to join us again next week as we continue staying in contact.